It is the evidence of what you can't see. So if you can see it, you don't need faith.
Dr. Tony Evans says faith is the conduit that connects us to Christ.
It is the only mechanism that God has provided that links us to the realm we cannot see.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Many times, the answer to our problems and the key to our spiritual growth isn't more effort, it's more faith. Let's join Dr. Evans as he explains how we can grow in that important area.
Faith is the wire upon which the current of grace flows that connects you with all that God has given you, which you have now inherited in Christ. It is faith that makes real your link with the supernatural that you might grow and develop into a maximum Christian. Faith is critical because it is the only mechanism that God has provided that links us to the realm we cannot see or take or grasp with our five senses. Let me look at a couple of passages with you today. So much is in the scripture regarding faith. First of all, Ephesians 3. I want to start off with why faith is important. It is this link. Paul says in Ephesians 3, verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." He says it is by faith, he's writing to Christians, that Christ makes himself at home in your heart. To make himself at home, the word dwell there in your Bible means to make oneself at home. Now, you know, some places you go, you don't feel at home. And you don't feel at home, and the less you feel at home, the less freedom you have. The less you feel at home, you don't take off your shoes if you don't feel at home. You don't go into any room if you don't feel at home. In fact, some folk let you know, don't feel at home. And when you feel that, you don't want to stay long. But when you feel at home, there is this freedom to enjoy where you are located. He says, let Christ make himself at home in your heart. How do you do it? He says, by faith. Faith is what makes the invisible reality of Christ's life real to us. And the more real it becomes to us, because we're now free, or he's free to express himself through us, the more we grow. Because he's free to do things now he was not free to do before. So if faith is the way that makes Christ feel at home so that he can express himself to us and through us, if faith is the way that you grow to the fullness of God, he says, to the surpassing knowledge, if faith is the way that you comprehend with all the saints the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, if faith is the connecting link to my growth, that raises a question. What is faith? He describes it in verse 1. Faith, he says, is the assurance of things hoped for. It is the conviction of things not seen. Now, please notice, faith connects you with that which sight can't. It is a conviction about something that you cannot see. So faith connecting you to a reality that transcends your five senses. Now, watch this now. If it transcends your five senses, then to depend on your five senses is not to have faith. It is the evidence of what you can't see. So if you can see it, you don't need faith. The reason why it's impossible to please God without faith is because when you do not believe God, you are saying, in essence, you are no better than the devil because I can't trust you. It is to denigrate and insult God to not have faith in God because you're saying the object is not worthy of my trust. For many of us as Christians, the reason why we're not experiencing growth, we're not seeing the new life of Christ expressed, is because our faith does not go beyond our sight. And therefore, we're not pleasing God. And when you don't please God, you don't see him. The reason why God is a long way off to us is we do not see him. So we're not going to trust him, but we will go to church to sing to him. So what then is faith? Faith is acting like it is so, even when it's not so, in order that it might be so, just because God said so. Because what faith says is, God, you are telling the truth. You are speaking the truth. Faith establishes what you think about God. And as far as God is concerned, many of his children have more confidence in the devil than they do in him. Or more confidence in themselves than they do in him. And if Christ is only going to express himself through faith, and there is no belief about the veracity or the truthfulness of God, then you will not see the supernatural. And your life will be lived in the natural. And you will never see who God is and what God can do because you will be limited to the ground. To grow by your faith or be connected with this cord is to say, if God said it, then it must be true because God is true. See, the question is the object worthy? Now, I've used this illustration many times, but I was going to Iowa to preach. They were going to fly a twin-engine Cessna to pick me up. Sister Evans was supposed to go. She said, nope, I'm not going. I said, well, why are you not going? She said, I'm not going on no twin-engine Cessna to no Iowa. I said, your faith is small. She said, no, the plane is small. I got plenty of faith. I just don't have faith in that. We got switched. We wound up going Delta. Her faith grew because the size of the plane grew. In other words, the object determined the faith. The comfortability with the object. And the problem is we're not comfortable with God, so we don't trust him. But we're comfortable with ourselves, so we trust ourselves. Then that makes you God. You have now become your own idolater. You've made yourself greater than God. When God says something, and he says things in two ways. He says things objectively through his word. When you read it, you can bank on it. And then he applies it subjectively through the Holy Spirit's working in your heart. Because you won't find all the specifics in the Bible about every situation you face. You'll find the objective precepts and principles, but now how you are to apply it, the Holy Spirit has to confirm that truth from the word in its application in your life, and that's what he does. He takes the truth of God's word, which doesn't change, and he applies it, and that's how you can say, I know what God wants me to do. Because he takes, you're not violating scripture, or he uses scripture to confirm a direction in your heart. And what happens with many of us is our feelings get in the way of our faith. That's our greatest problem. Now, don't misunderstand me. Feelings are real. If you feel it, that's real. You know, you can't dismiss the way somebody feels. If they feel bad, they feel bad. If they feel insecure, they feel insecure. You can't say to me, I'm feeling insecure. You can't say to me, don't feel insecure. I feel insecure. You know, that's how I feel. That's real. However, because it's real doesn't make it right. Okay? It's real, so you can't deny that I feel it, but that doesn't make it right. Let me tell you something about feelings. Feelings have no intellect. Feelings respond to what I'm thinking or what I'm believing. The job of the devil is to make the unreal real in your mind. See, that's what he did with Eve. He made that piece of fruit real to her in terms of moving away from what God said. And when he controlled her feelings, he got her feelings to overrule God's word. Feelings have no intellect. They're like yo-yos. They go up and down. That's why you can cry one minute, but if you get around somebody funny, they can make you laugh the next minute, because what they've done is changed your thinking or distracted you, so they've gotten you to feel differently.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more about the difference a little assurance can make as he continues this lesson from his series, The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. Now, for a limited time, all 16 full-length messages in this two-volume collection are yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching coming your way. In addition to the audio lessons available on CD or digital download, we're also including a copy of his popular devotional book, Life Under God. These concise daily devotionals contain important biblical truths derived from the core themes of Dr. Evans' essential legacy work, The Kingdom Agenda. Life Under God has already helped thousands of people embrace spiritual renewal from God's Word. And now it's your turn. Make the arrangements to get both of these powerful resources, along with our thanks, when you drop by tonyevans.org or when you call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by to help day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Right now, let's get back to today's lesson.
Who gets nervous when you're in an airplane and you hit turbulence? Tell the truth, shame the devil. You hit turbulence, plane going up and down. You're getting nervous because you're way up in the sky. You're scared to death. You notice how different you feel when the pilot comes over and he says, oh, we just have hit a little bad air pocket. We're going to pull up about 10,000 feet where the air will be smooth. You know how when his word comes into the middle of that turbulence, I'm going somewhere. You know, his word has intervened into how you feel. Now, you were never in jeopardy. You were never in trouble. You're just going through an air pocket, but the way it makes you feel causes you to be insecure because you think the sky is falling. You think I'm in trouble till you hear his voice. And when his voice says, I know it feels bad, but it's okay because all it is air that can't hurt you. His word overrides the shakiness of the situation. And then you begin to relax. You cannot grow without faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to connect with God. Which means that you always must be living beyond your senses. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't live without your senses. You are just not limited to your senses. You're not limited to simply what you hear. You must ask, what is its source? What you feel, what is its source? That leads to one other statement then, the function of faith. Okay, what do I do to kick in faith so that I can experience this growth of the reality of Christ making himself at home in me? The function of faith. God told Abraham to leave Ur of the Chaldees. He said, I'm going to send you to a place where you know not. All he knew was God said go. And he had to trust God. Now, how do you know he trusted God? He left. Don't tell me you're trusting God and have moved. Because then you haven't trusted me. You trusted God. Turn to James chapter 2 that was read in your hearing a little earlier, just a couple books back, one book back from Hebrews. What use is it, verse 14 says, my brethren, talking to Christians. If a man says, talking, yeah, I trust God, but he has no works, can that faith save him or deliver him? Because he's not talking about saved to go to heaven. He's talking about saved in terms of everyday living on earth. He then gives an illustration. If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warm, be filled, and yet you do not give him what is necessary for the body, what use is that? So I come to you and I'm hungry. I say, I'm hungry. Please for some food. So you open the Bible. You say, let's have Bible study. And you show me where God promised to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You take me to Philippians 4:19. You take me to the Psalms where David says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. So now you give me the Bible. Then you say, let's get on our knees and talk to the Father. And we have a prayer meeting. I've gotten the word. I've gotten prayer. And then you say to me, bye. Be warmed, be filled. James says, what good did you do that man? You did him nothing. In other words, that was useless. That was a waste of his time and your time. Guess what? A lot of us are wasting our time this morning. Because we come into church to hear it. We're going to bow our heads to pray about it. But God says, if you believe that I'm telling the truth, it will affect your feet. Because you're going to do something different because you believe I'm telling the truth. Most Christians love the Bible, will pray to God, but don't believe he's telling the truth. And so you'll never see that he's telling the truth. It'll never happen to you. It'll never become real to you. To have faith is to act on what God says, even if you feel different. Even if your friends are telling you different. Even if it doesn't make sense. Even if you're looking crazy. The Bible says we ought to walk by faith. In this farming community, it hadn't rained in a long time and things were getting desperate. So the ministers decided they were going to call a prayer meeting. They said, look, we want the whole town to come to the prayer meeting and bring your religious symbols. So the whole town showed up for the prayer meeting. And people brought crosses. They brought their Bibles. The Catholics brought their rosaries. You know, everybody brought their religious symbols. And they all cried out to God. They finished the prayer meeting. No rain. They all went home. The next day, though, in the town square where they had the meeting, there was a little boy. Oh, God, we need rain. God, show your power and give us rain. The day before, with all the preachers and all the religious symbols, calling on God, no rain. The little boy shows up the next day by himself in the town square. And as he was praying, the sky got darker. As he was praying, rumbling occurred. As he was praying, the shower hit. And it was pouring down rain. What was it about this little boy? He said the same things that the people said the day before. The day before, they had all the preachers, they had all the ministers. They even brought their religious symbols. But the day the young boy came, when the clouds got dark, he lifted up the symbol that he brought, an umbrella. He expected it to rain. See, you know when you expect rain. When you anticipate rain, you take an umbrella. When a man tells you it's going to rain. When a meteorologist says it's going to storm today, you say, where's my umbrella? Because you believe his word. He wrong half the time. And yet, even though he wrong half the time, you take him at his word. But God, who's never wrong ever any other time, we do not act on his word. He says in verse 20, but are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow? He says, you're a fool not to trust God. That's what James is saying. You foolish Christian. He's talking about brethren, Christians. He says, many Christians are foolish. That faith without works is useless. Believing it, but not to the point of acting on it, means you're not taking your belief seriously. Faith is to be demonstrated, not discussed. It's to be demonstrated, not talked about. And then you will see the collection of all that God has given you. Now, I'm not talking about this name it, claim it stuff. I'm not talking about this God giving you a new this and a new that, although he may. I am talking about seeing all the riches that you possess in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about your spiritual growth. I'm talking about you seeing God become real to you. I'm talking about seeing him express himself through you. That's what I'm talking about.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final word about putting your faith into action. Now, don't forget to take advantage of our special double offer. All 16 full-length messages in Tony's current two-volume collection, Essentials of Spiritual Growth, along with his life-changing daily devotional book, Life Under God. As I mentioned earlier, they're both yours with our thanks for your donation toward keeping this listener-supported program coming your way. This offer won't be around for long, so make the arrangements right away by calling our Resource Center any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222 or visit the website at tonyevans.org. In fact, while you're at the website, be sure to browse our extensive collection of audio, video, and print resources. Most are discounted by 50% right now, but only for a couple of weeks. So there's no better time to click your way to tonyevans.org and find something for yourself or a present with a purpose to give to someone you love. To take advantage of the 50% discount, use the code HALFOFF. Spelled out, that discount code is HALFOFF. And that's for most of the items you can find on our website at tonyevans.org, but only for a limited time. God calls us to be doers of the word, not just hearers. But being a doer takes a kind of discipline many of us struggle with. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain how we can find the motivation and muscle we need to develop obedience. Right now, though, he's back with these final comments.
If you want a balloon to go high, fill it with helium. The balloon is simply an environment through which helium expresses itself. God's desire is to take you higher. But he can only do that if he can fill you with himself. And he can't fill you with himself unless you trust him. And you don't know you trust him until you're willing to walk by faith instead of just talk by faith. If your faith never touches your feet, James says you're a fool because you'll never see what God can do. What area aren't you trusting God right now? You know what his word says to do. You have the Holy Spirit, so there's the power to do it. But you don't believe if I do it, it's going to work. So God now is insulted that you question his integrity. And it may not look like it'll work. It may not feel like it'll work. But what has he told you to do? He wants you to validate your faith and let him take care of the results.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by the Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.